Without any more words to be spoken, T-Baby went in for the punch. Shawnee followed with no questions asked. They beat that hoe like a Hebrew slave, you know, one of those Rodney King-ass whippings. As she fell to the ground, Shawnee repeatedly kicked her while T-Baby continued to throw blows at her face. Vicky would definitely have to take a trip to the hospital after this ass whooping. Their crew was known for breaking bones. Luckily for Vicky, T-Baby came to her senses and remembered that Vicky was screwing a cop who had it bad for them. That's how the girl Lala had gotten booked in the first place. Now don't get me wrong, it wasn't that they were afraid of going to jail. They just had big plans and a lot of moves to make. The last thing they needed was a body on their name and cops looking for them. Besides, they had made a promise to Lala and they were going to keep that promise. They never broke promises, especially not to each other. As T-Baby ordered Shawnee to stop, she glanced at Vicky, watching as blood spilled from her mouth and gushed from her head. At that moment, she realized only one of two things would come out of this, jail or murder, which could still lead to jail. And jail wasn't an option. Well, at least not at the moment. They knew that if Vicky turned up dead, they would be the first two on C.O. Jones's list. So instead of bodying the bitch like they would normally do, they got in the car and left, but only after Shawnee had gotten some assurance that Vicky would keep her mouth shut. Correctional officer Edward Jones hated T-Baby with a passion. He told her that he couldn't wait for her to die just so he could spit on her grave. For a long time, she had been like family to him. That was until his sister died of a drug overdose. He blamed T-Baby, saying she may as well have given his sister that needle herself. That's not how things went down, though. India had been the baddest chick in Chi-Town. At least she was until she started screwing this nigga named Sino. She was madly in love with him. She would do anything for this clown-ass nigga. If he told her the sky was red instead of blue, she'd believe him. She was a fool in love. After 4 years or so of Sino and India building their relationship, everyone began to notice a change in Sino. It was like he was slowly fading away. His face started to sink in. Instead of his normal muscular frame, he was now nothing more than skin and bones. Of course, India followed his lead. It was a shocker to everyone who knew them, especially India. She was bold, she was beautiful, and she was also a gangster. India was more than what everyone thought she was. They said she was pretty, she was beautiful. They said she was scary, she was a cold-blooded killer. Where do you think T-Baby got it from? That's right, India was the HBIC, the head bitch in charge. When T-Baby had first moved to the neighborhood, she had been introduced to India. They lived right across the hall from each other in a pissy, roach-infested high-rise project building called the Cabrini Greens. They became close, so close that everyone thought they were blood sisters. They were tighter than a fat girl's thigh squeezed inside some skinny jeans. They also resembled each other quite a lot, so much that even they wondered if they were somehow related.